A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when our dream comes to an end? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill shares some insights.
Chris, it's a painful place to be, but there's a saying that goes, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. So when we're facing failed expectations in our lives, it's a time to go to God and find out what He's up to. When we're not sure which direction to take, we can begin at the end and do three things. First, we can take a look back and try to understand what went wrong. We may have been pursuing a dream that was not good for us, and although we can't see that, God can. We can often find ourselves living out our own purposes and not God's, and we can easily fall into the trap of listening to the voices of others instead of God's. It's vital that we get our lives on the path that God has prepared for us, and we do that through seeking Him continually. Secondly, once our will is in line with God's and we're certain that God is leading us in a particular direction, but our circumstances aren't lining up to make that dream a reality, we need to simply trust God, even when there appears no reason that we should. God will provide the way and the means. His resources are infinite, and we need to just keep focused upon Him. Failed dreams can be an avenue by which God builds our faith and brings about beautiful beginnings. Lastly, we must remember in Psalm 37:4, God has asked us to take delight in Him, and He will give us the desires of our hearts. Oftentimes, we try too hard and trust too little. If we'll keep trusting God, walking by faith and not by sight, He'll bring about dreams that go far beyond all we could hope for or imagine. If you're listening and your dream has ended, go to my website, scripturenow.com, so I can encourage you through God's Word.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.